Reverse symbol transitions, using session view, intermediate drum and bass effects lesson. Alright, let's level up your transitions. Reverse symbols are one of those deceptively simple DNB tools that instantly make a drop feel intentional, like the track is being physically pulled into the next section. And we're doing this in session view on purpose, because session view lets you audition a bunch of variations fast, trigger them like performance effects, and then record the best moments straight into arrangement. Here's the big idea. A reverse symbol isn't just a crash reversed. It's time tension. It's an energy curve. Brightness, movement, width, and then a clean arrival right on the downbeat. If the arrival misses, even by a little, it reads amateur fast at 174 BPM. So we'll build the sound, but we'll also build the behavior. Step 1. Set up a dedicated FX track in session view. Create a new audio track and name it FX, reverse symbols. Give it a bright color if you like, because when you're juggling edits at high tempo, you want to find it instantly. Leave monitoring on auto. Quick workflow tip. Put all transition effects on one or two tracks total. Your future self will thank you when you're arranging and you're not hunting through 12 random audio tracks for that one reverse. Step 2. Choose the right symbol source. Drop a symbol sample into an empty clip slot on that track. You can use a clean crash, a ride wash, or a noise-wise splashy hit. In drum and bass, you usually want a symbol with a clear bright tail and not too much mid-range clutter. If your source is already kind of boxy or trashy in the mids, the reverse tends to feel like it's fighting your snares and hats instead of lifting into them. Now step 3. Reverse it. Two reliable methods. Method 1 is the quick one. Reverse inside the clip. Double-click the clip to open clip view, turn warp on, and hit rev. Warp mode matters here. For cymbals, start with beats mode because it can keep things crisp. If you notice metallic ringing, phasing, or that weird granular shimmer, try complex. Complex often gives you a smoother wash, which can be exactly what you want for longer risers. Method 2 is more printed and stable. Do it in arrangement view. Place the crash on the grid. Consolidate it with Command or Control J, then right-click and reverse. Then drag that reversed audio back into session view slots. This method can feel a little more locked, and sometimes it just behaves better if you're using a live warping. Cool. Now step 4 is the number 1 DNB detail. Make it hit the drop properly. A reverse symbol only works if the peak energy lands exactly on the downbeat of the next section. Not close. Exactly. So decide your clip length. One bar is the classic reverse crash into a drop. Half a bar is for tight fills. Two bars is more breakdown energy. Even four bars can work if you want that long inhale into the drop. Then in clip view, you're going to align it so the loudest part ends right on the drop downbeat. Think of the downbeat like the target. Your reverse is the arrow flying into it. If it lands late, the drop feels late. If it lands early, it feels like it fizzles out before the hit. Use warp markers if you need to, but the goal is simple. The arrival is pinned to the grid like it's a snare. While we're here, set launch quantization. Global quantize at 1 bar is a good default for big transitions. If you want to play these more like fills or stutter effects, you can go down to 1/4. Just remember, the tighter the quantize, the more your timing matters when you trigger the clip. Now, let's build a simple but powerful FX chain using stock devices. On the FX, reverse symbols track. Start with EQ8. High pass the reverse around 200 to 400 Hz. This is huge. Reverse cymbals often carry low rumble you don't notice until your drop suddenly loses punch. If the reverse is harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. Small moves. You're shaping, not destroying. Next, put an auto filter after EQ. Set it to low pass. This is your motion engine. Start the cutoff somewhere like 1 to 3 kHz, with a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. We'll automate this per clip in a moment, but even just hearing the filter move is what turns reversed sample into riser. Then add reverb. Keep it controlled. Size around 30 to 60%. Decay 1.5 to 4 seconds depending on the length of your reverse. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so your downbeat can stay punchy. And use the reverb high cut, maybe 6 to 10k, to avoid fizzy top end spray. Dry slash wet. 10 to 25% is plenty on the track itself. After that, add saturator. Turn on soft clip, drive it 2 to 6 dB, but watch your output. The goal is weight and urgency, not blowing up your master. And then optional utility for width and control. Widening to 120 to 160% can feel amazing on the pull-in, but if the mix gets messy, bring it back down toward 80 to 100. Extra coach trick, put a utility first and a utility last on the track. The first one is for trimming the incoming sample, so your chain reacts consistently. The last one is your safety cap, so these effects don't steal headroom from the drop. Now the session view magic, clip envelopes. Instead of drawing automation and arrangement, we'll make each clip its own mini performance. Click a clip, open envelopes in clip view, choose auto filter and pick frequency. Draw a ramp that starts low, like 500 Hz, and rises up to around 8 to 12k right before the downbeat. Teacher note, the shape matters. If your reverse feels like it whooshes but doesn't lean forward, steepen the slope in the last eighth note. That last tiny moment is where the brain reads acceleration. Sometimes shortening the clip is even better than making it louder. Try a reverb move too. Instead of drowning the whole thing, ramp the reverb dry slash wet up into the downbeat, then make sure the first kick and snare of the drop aren't getting smeared. Our really pro move is to have the reverse feel huge, but the downbeat itself stays clean. You can also automate utility gain for a subtle 1 to 3 dB lift, or automate saturator drive to add intensity as it ramps. Now let's make multiple variations, because this is the whole point of session view, your transition palette. Duplicate the clip into several slots. Make a half bar reverse. Tight, minimal reverb. Great before a quick fill. Make a one bar classic, your default drop reverse with a filter ramp. Make a two bar airy version, wider, smoother filter, more space. Make a one bar heavy version, darker EQ, more saturation and controlled highs. Name them clearly so you can fly. Rev crash 1-2, rev crash 1, rev crash 2, rev crash heavy. It sounds basic, but clear naming makes you faster when you're in creative mode. Let's add a really powerful setup upgrade. Return tracks for space. Create two return tracks. Call one A, short verb, and the other B, long verb. Short verb is tight, like a pre-drop room. Long verb is washy for breakdowns. Now here's the sauce. Keep your main chain consistent and automate your send amounts per clip. That way each reverse clip can choose its space without you having to rebuild different reverb settings on the track every time. Okay, clip launch behavior. This matters as much as the sound if you want these to feel playable. For one-shot reverses, you usually want legato off so it always starts from the top. Set launch mode to trigger rather than gate so the clip completes even if you let go of the key or pad. If you're finger drumming these, consider setting global quantize to 1/4 for responsiveness, but keep clip quantize at 1 bar for the big reverses so they land correctly. Now, record your session view performance into arrangement. Loop a 32-bar drop section in arrangement so you've got context. Arm recording in arrangement. Then launch your reverse cymbal clips like you're performing. Fire the 1-bar reverse exactly 1 bar before the drop. On the next repeat, try the heavy one. Maybe on bar 17, when you do a mid-drop switch, use the half-bar micro reverse for a quick pull. When you catch a take you like, stop recording and trim the best transitions. This workflow is fast, because you're choosing musical moments, not painstakingly drawing automation from scratch every time. If you want to print your best transitions as audio, create a new track called Resample Print, set its input to resampling, and record your reverse hits through the chain. Now you've got ready to drop in transition audio that behaves exactly the same every time. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them. If the reverse ends late or early, the impact misses the downbeat and it just feels off. Fix the alignment first before you tweak any effects. If there's too much low end, you'll get mud right before the drop. High pass it. If there's too much reverb, the first kick and snare lose definition. Use predelay and keep dry slash wet controlled, or automate the return down at the downbeat. If warping sounds metallic, swap warp modes. Beats versus complex is usually the fix. And if it's too loud, remember, reverse effects should lead you into the drop, not steal the drop. Use utility to gain stage. Now a couple advanced ideas to spice things up. Try a negative ramp reverse. Instead of opening the low pass, close it down into the downbeat and compensate with a tiny gain bump. This is sick for darker rollers, where you want tension without bright hype. Try call and response transitions across 2 bars. Bar minus 2, longer reverse, darker, less high end. Bar minus 1. Short bright reverse that snaps into the drop. You can trigger them as a pair or put them in a scene so it's one move. Try the hybrid reverse using reverb printing. Put a normal crash on a track and a 100% wet long reverb. Resample just the reverb tail, then reverse that tail. That gives you a super smooth suction effect that's less literal cymbal, more vacuum into the drop. And if your reverses are harsh, a quick DS trick, use multiband dynamics. Tame the high band gently. Cleaner than just low passing everything and losing excitement. One last pro arrangement tip. Make the reverse answer the drums. In the bar before the drop, Carve a small pocket. Pull hats down 1 or 2 dB, or remove a single hat hit. The reverse will read louder without actually being louder. Also consider a tiny pre-drop silence, like an eighth or quarter bar mute, right before the downbeat. Classic tension move. Many practice exercise to lock this in. At 174 BPM, make a session view row of 4 reverse cymbal clips. Clip A, half bar, tight, minimal reverb. Clip B, 1 bar standard with a filter ramp. Clip C, 2 bar wide with more reverb. Clip T, 1 bar heavy with darker EQ and more saturation. Then record yourself triggering them into arrangement over a 32 bar drop loop. Pick your best 2 transitions and place 1 before the first drop and 1 before a mid drop switch around bar 17. Final recap. Session View is perfect for auditioning and performing transition effects quickly. Reverse cymbals work in D&B when the peak lands exactly on the downbeat. Stock devices are enough. EQ 8, auto filter, reverb, saturator, utility, plus returns if you want faster space control. Build multiple clip variants, perform them, and record the best moments into arrangement. If you tell me your subgenre, like liquid, rollers, jump up, jungle, or neuro, and what you're transitioning into, I can suggest exact clip lengths and envelope curves that match the vibe.